As Americans gather around their tables for Thanksgiving, Indonesians are celebrating the Muslim holiday Eid al-Fitr. It marks the end of the Ramadan fast. People travel home to be with friends and family, and on the eve of the holiday, the country's capital, Jakarta, is filled with the sound from traditional goatskin drums. Kelly McEvers sent this postcard from Jakarta.
It's the day's final call to prayer, about half an hour before dark. Indonesia isn't all that strict about Islam, except for this holiday. People flock to the mosques and prepare for one of the most important nights of the year. I take a walk along the train tracks in my neighborhood. I come across about 60 goats tied to a wooden fence, munching hay. Nearby, a goat that used to be among them is roasting on a spit, and the hide of another is being made into a drum. These drums are called bedug. Traditionally, they're used to call the faithful to prayer. They also provide the backbeat to the New Year's Eve without the alcohol style partying later on. In its simplest form, a bedug is a steel barrel with a furry brown goatskin attached to the top. Over 3 days, the goatskin is dried in the sun, then soaked in water, stretched and painted black on its underside. Then it is fixed to a steel ring and hammered onto the barrel. How much does a drum cost? ₹350,000, the drum maker says, about $41. More elaborate drums can be found at Jakarta's luxury hotels and office high-rises. Huge wooden affairs propped on decorated, handmade bamboo stands. Young men play the bedug with anything from a stick to a fork to a proper mallet. Drummaker Sahrud says he's been busy this year. Guys like him can sell hundreds of bedug during the holiday season. Meanwhile, back behind us, his boss slathers the roasting goat with margarine as it turns on the spit. One of the roaster's assistants calls me over and asks if I'd like a bite. He's wearing a T-shirt that says Federal Bureau of Investigation. I can't decide if he's kidding or sincere about the offer. He hesitates for a moment, deciding where to cut, and then gives me a piece of knee meat. I'm exaggerating when I tell him it's delicious. Families will dine on finer cuts of goat this night to celebrate the end of fasting. Afterwards, late into the evening, thousands and thousands of bedug will be heard throughout the city as teenagers revel in the streets, packed in cars and on top of buses. But at this stall, just before the sun goes down, the guys selling bedug and kambing guling, or goat on the grill, are still hard at work. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers in Jakarta.